Well, I've been to Syria now 3 times. I've been working in the region since the end of 2014. So I've seen from the very beginning the fight against ISIS, the resistance of local people, as Arabs, Kurds and Christians all working together to protect their homes. And over the past 3 years, we've seen ISIS been kicked out of, obviously, first Kobani, then Manbij, and then more recently in Raqqa. And we've started, and humanitarians, politicians, humanists, people all around the world who've been watching this conflict so closely have been rejoicing at the fact that the Islamists, the extremists, are finally being defeated, and that there is a chance now that the Kurdish-led SDF will start introducing representative democracy, federal democracy, where there's real equality and there's actually a progressive society right in the heart of Syria. There's a real inspiration to the rest of the country to get behind. Now, Turkey has always been against the Kurds in Syria. They did all they could to stop any support going to Kobani when it was surrounded by ISIS. They blocked thousands of young Kurdish men who were trying to get into the city. There's emotive pictures online, which is one of the reasons that I actually came out to join the resistance and join the YPG, because I was sitting at home seeing this small force of young men and young women, the YPG and the YPJ, surrounded by ISIS, and behind them, the only other option, of the only other way of getting to them was to go through Turkey, who were blocking all support to them. And it was only their heroic resistance that actually won the day and defeated ISIS and all the rest of it. So Turkey has always been quite clear that any Kurdish movement in Syria either has to be part of the FSA, or possibly they're much more open to a sort of a Barzani influence, like a nationalistic influence. That's changed. It's quite complicated now, because their relationship with Barzani has broken down since he tried to do the recent referendum. But before, because Barzani and the Turkish regime has been quite close.